And our U.S. Bureau Chief, Simon Marks, joins us this hour from Washington, D.C. Simon, you know, an acceptance speech is a critical moment for any presidential campaign candidate. And this nomination caps a decade-long quest for Biden. I mean, what can we expect to hear from him at a time, you know, the country faces extraordinary turmoil?
Well, I think, Adam, there's no question that over the course of the next hour, we are going to witness an absolutely vital moment for Joe Biden personally, for the Democrats as a political party. And if you listen to former President Barack Obama's speech last night, his view was that the country is now at a critical turning point in terms of the future of its constitutional democracy. So for Joe Biden over the course of the next hour, and we think we're going to be seeing him at about 1:30 make this speech, he's got several things to do simultaneously. First of all, he's got to assert his own control over the Democratic Party. After he accepts the party's presidential nomination, which is the sort of the parliamentary business behind this speech, at that point, this is his Democratic Party, not the Clintons, not the Obamas, it's Joe Biden's. And that will give him his first opportunity on a national scale to connect with Democrat supporters all over the country and explain to them exactly what he wants to do with the power and responsibility that comes along with that role. What specifically is he planning to do if and when he gets his hands on the keys to the Oval Office next January? And job number one for him, I think, will be explaining not just to Democrats, but to the broader country, what his plan is for dealing with the big issue that hangs over the United States at the moment, just as it hangs over nations all over the world, the COVID-19 pandemic. And it is that final point there about reaching out to people that aren't committed Democrats that is going to be so central to Joe Biden's quest tonight. If you've watched, we're into night four of this all-virtual Democratic Party convention. Committed Democrats are absolutely cock-a-hoop. In baseball parlance, they are convinced that the party has knocked it out of the park, that the party has established the right tone, the right style and relevance to engage Democrats and enthuse them about the 70-odd day battle that lies ahead. But the problem with that is that those committed Democrats were, by definition, committed Democrats. They were always going to vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. The trick to these conventions is to reach out to floating voters, undecided voters, voters who may be susceptible to being brought away from Donald Trump's camp and into the Democrats' column. And at the end of the day, the convention will ultimately be judged purely on whether Joe Biden succeeds, not just in introducing himself to voters who may not at this point have tuned into the presidential campaign in the way that we all have over the course of the last few months, but to those voters who are susceptible to receiving his message and moving away from President Donald Trump. And what we don't know at this point is how successful this convention has been in that regard.
And Simon, the Democrats are in a critical of the Trump administration's foreign policy, particularly around China, but they have also taken a hard line. What can be said about Joe Biden's stance on a relationship that's so fractured?
Well, look, I think it's going to be very interesting to hear what cadences are included in Joe Biden's speech tonight about foreign and defense policy, particularly with regard to Asia. And when one thinks of U.S. policy towards the Asia-Pacific region, it is now currently dominated by the sudden freeze in relations between Washington and Beijing, sparked in part by COVID-19, but also sparked in part by President Donald Trump's insistence from day one in the White House that the entire trading relationship between the United States and China needed to be redefined. Joe Biden has, to some extent, been boxed into a bit of a corner by President Donald Trump. President Trump, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, they are creating what they hope will be a fait accompli, a new situation in the U.S. relationship with China that no successor government will simply be able to undo. Mike Pompeo, time and again over the last few weeks, has described this as a turn of the historic page, America walking away from the idea that engagement with China could bring China to the table as, in his view, a responsible, developing nation that is embracing liberal viewpoints and ultimately democracy. So Joe Biden is already predisposed to be somewhat hardline in his approach towards China, but he's also going to find himself boxed in. So whether he finds a way in this particular speech or in subsequent ones of distinguishing himself from Donald Trump on China policy, I think that's going to be very interesting to watch out for.
Very interesting indeed. Between a rock and a hard place, they say, Simon, because it's true, the anti-China sentiment in the States is rampant. All right, thanks very much for that. We're going to come back to you just ahead of Joe Biden's much-anticipated speech, so hang tight there.